save stop, 14. He's got 23 saves through two periods. Notre Dame, 8 shots on goal. Scarfone stopped 6 of them. Tommy has stopped 13 of 17 shots he's faced here tonight. The Badgers down 4-1 after two periods of play. It's been a rough one here tonight. You wouldn't think it would be the case with really, you know, nothing to lose. You're on home ice, playing in front of a nice crowd on senior day, but the Badgers did not start well. They've taken too many penalties as well and put them behind the eight ball big time.
Well, they could just get in a situation, at least from my perspective, is that for whatever reason, they thought it was so easy last night, but Notre Dame has pride also. They get into a situation where they came out with reckless abandon and they were going to, you know, play with nothing to lose, basically, which is the mentality you'd love to have your team have, but they did it under control. The Badgers, when they did react, didn't do it under control. Ended up taking cheap penalties, and I would say that probably of all the penalties that were out here tonight, 80% of them were blah as far as penalties were concerned.
Yeah, the Badgers so far tonight have taken 7 penalties for 14 minutes. They took far too many last night as well. 7 penalties for 14
Correct.
Minutes. 14 penalties on a weekend. Badgers hadn't done that all season long. They're down 4-1 after 2. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Thanks.
Wisconsin had a hard time stopping Danny Nelson, Cole Knubel, and Justin Janicki last night. Still beat Notre Dame 7-3. They haven't been able to stop either one of those three here tonight. All three have a goal. Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 4-1 after two periods of play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin trails 4-1 second intermission. Why don't we take a quick 90-second break? This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Top-ranked Wisconsin women swept Bemidji State today and will face the Beavers in the opening round of the WCHA playoffs next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if necessary, at Lebon Arena. Here the Wisconsin men down to Notre Dame 4-1 after two periods of the regular season finale. We've got a minute here, Ian. Put your coach's cap on. What do you do here for this third period? I don't know if you have any pixie dust or anything.
No, it's a frustrating situation because everything that the Badgers have tried to throw at Notre Dame, they've had an answer for it, and then they've had a counter attack that has been second to none. So even when they got in trouble, when they did get out of trouble, they just came out guns a-blazing and came down into our zone and into the Badger zone in particular and made smart plays, whereas I think the Badgers have made solid plays, but nothing extraordinary like they did last night.
Three posts tonight for Wisconsin. Otherwise, it could be a different hockey game. Anthony Kerr scores on senior night, but Badgers down three. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentimental out of cast on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
DM the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Third period about to begin. Skating 4-on-4 to start this period for a minute 39 because of the coincidental minors to Pietila and Helliwell at the end of the second. Badgers trailing 4-1. 7-3 winners last night, but tonight it just has not been Wisconsin's night. And Notre Dame stick handling. It's Nelson handing off to his D partner, Coomlin. Hands back now to Danny Nelson. He's a fine young player. Nelson, ooh, right wing, snaps off his shot, got through the defenseman, and Scarfone with a stick save. Scarfone's faced only 18 shots tonight, 14 saves, and he stops another in tight as Janicki got through the Badgers' defensive core right towards the front of the net, 5 feet out. Scarfone, a big stop.
I think Christian thought he had the puck, and next thing I know, it's stuck in the kind of wet ice in front of the net.
Fitzgerald stick handling through a couple of Fighting Irish, but lost the puck and then got planted to the ice. Badgers with the puck again. Finley across the line, right wing, steps in on the defenseman, cuts it through the paint, trying to go short side on the near side of Say, and Say, I think, got his face mask on that shot. And now Knubel eludes Finley at center, hands off to Mastro Domenico and sends it down to the corner to Knubel. Pass out to the high slot. They move it right side. Mastro Domenico steps in, and a blocker save made by Scarfone off the glass and all the way back through neutral ice and down to the Notre Dame zone. Badgers will get a change. Irish as well. 15 seconds left in the matching minors. Early third period. Wisconsin down 4-1. Scarfone stops the puck behind the net. Reverses to Jack Phelan, thought about skating ahead and then pulled it back. Ugh. And flubbed a pass that finally got its way to Weston Knox. Knox will dump it in. Pietila out of the box will stay on the ice, joining Tassie and Morrissey. Pietila able to hold the zone, fires it back behind the net. After it, Tassie throwing his body around. Morrissey to the point and Knox. Now Phelan cuts in right side from behind. Slagert catches up and lifts his stick.
Yeah, Slagert had just come off the bench on a shift change.
And now Morrissey able to hold the zone and jam the puck to the corner. There to pick it up was Henry Nelson to Coomlin, who coughed it up behind the net. Morrissey pinned against the wall but works it free. Centering pass for Kukkonen, intercepted by the Irish. Strand now. One hands the puck that goes off a couple of Badgers. And gathered in by Kukkonen. 2-on-2 to our left. Kukkonen with Botterill. Topol shot, and it went off the stick of Helliwell and wide. And then Kukkonen stuck his shoulder into Helliwell, trying to win the puck free, and does for Botterill in the corner. Defended by the defenseman, Jurcev. It pops into the air. Lindmark got knocked to the ice, and from his knees couldn't pick it up. And now it's flung all the way down by Notre Dame. Icing the call, 17-17 to go in the third. Badgers down 4-1.
Good pressure. Badgers are putting it all out on the line. There's no question about that. There were some pretty significant hits. There was some very smart puck movement in the offensive zone. And once again, the only scoring opportunity has been a result of the speed of Quinn Finley.
Face off to the right of Owen Say, who stopped 24 of 25 shots tonight. After giving up 3 goals on 11 shots in 13 and a half minutes last night and getting the heave. Palatichuk will dump it in. Sawyer Scholl right corner. Pinned against the glass by Jurcev. Swooping in Horbach to pick up the loose puck. He'll lift it over to Mellenbacher, but over his stick it goes. And then Strand trying to clear. Scholl holds the zone. Collected by Mellenbacher. Threw it back towards the corner instead. Right to a Notre Dame defenseman, Jurcev, who threw it up over the glass and into the crowd. And hopefully everybody's okay. There's a mom down
rubbing the head of her,
holding on to her daughter on her lap. And it may have hit her daughter in the head after it caromed off another fan. Father's now assisting the young girl as well, and a scary moment there for that young family. They're about five rows up off the ice. Finley, low left, finds Mosley, turns and fires, and Say somehow kept it out. I'm not sure he knew he kept it out. Nice setup, though, Finley to Mosley. Ryland, 35 points, a career high. Now tries to wrap it around. It crawled off the toe of his stick. Three straight 30-plus point seasons for Mosley. Two at Tech before coming here.
Yeah, and he's just a smart hockey player. Yeah. I don't think he's any more skilled or any more physical or any faster than anybody on the Badgers.
Yeah.
But he's just so smart.
Yeah, and determined as well. Here's Dexheimer back in his own zone. 16:15 to go. Here in the third, Wisconsin needs three to tie. Fisher poke checks Finley, but Quinn regains control. Pass off the stick of Fitzgerald. Long range shot by Knox off the mark. And it came off the end boards to Fisher, who throws it out to center. Now the mom is walking with her young daughter up the stairs and holding her hand as she goes. And I'm guessing she'll probably get ice cream or cotton candy out of this. Here's Morrissey now. Stick handling in the offensive zone. A lot of ozone possession for the Badgers here.
But no penetration.
No, nope, they've had a few shots get through. Redirect, Tassie, chance now backside. And Dick unable to finish, and then he gets planted to the ice after the whistle.
Yeah, Simon Tassie, good deflection out in front. Now he's going to go in there and defend his teammates. I don't think anybody from Notre Dame wants anything to do with him.
Knox is shot. Tassie got the back of his stick on it and redirected it through the crease, and it was rolling backside when Dick was hustling after it, and he got clobbered trying to finish that play. Badgers still down 4-1, 15:34 left here in the third period of play.
Territorial advantage if you want to see whether the ice is tilted or not. 4.5 minutes into the period, I don't think the Badgers have been in their own zone. If you look at the skate marks in the defensive zone for the Badgers, there's about six skate marks, and there's about 6,000 up in front in Notre Dame's end of the ice.
Again, the Irish have a propensity of giving up a lot of goals. Seven last night, 10 times this year. They've given up five or more, but they've held Wisconsin to just one here this evening. And now Wisconsin is challenging the previous play for a potential major penalty, as you heard Andrew Brueggemann just discuss over the loudspeaker. So we'll see if a major penalty will be called on Notre Dame, and we're waiting to take a look at any video replay we may get. And maybe it was when Tyson Dick went down hard trying to get to the loose puck that was rolling through the Notre Dame crease.
I can't honestly tell you.
Yep.
One way or the other.
Director of Hockey Operations Luke Regner upstairs suggesting that somewhere along the line, Dick got, well, maybe it was Dick or a play prior to that, because what we see from the video replay provided by the Big Ten Network, when Dick got knocked down after the whistle, it was right hand and stick to his chest. No head contact whatsoever. But we'll wait and see if anything, maybe something else they're looking at. We'll see.
No, I don't. I didn't see any head contact. I didn't see anything else.
No.
Not at least on the video replay that we can see here on the big screen, but
actually Todd Molesky of the Wisconsin State Journal suggesting that maybe Ben Dexheimer got his head planted into the glass on the near side wall during a previous sequence. So again, the referees continue to look at it. Badger Hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, reminding you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. All right, here's Andrew Brueggemann out of the penalty box.
After video review, the call of the ice is confirmed. There is no major penalty.
No major penalty. So the Badgers without a timeout. So Luke Regner, the director of hockey ops, must have seen something, and the Badgers took a chance at it. And down three goals, the timeout.
You got nothing to lose.
Right, exactly. And so a faceoff, though, to come inside the Notre Dame zone gives the Badgers five skaters a chance to rest a little bit, but also the Notre Dame defenders.
Yeah, especially since it was an icing and Notre Dame is not allowed to change on that particular situation.
All right, Morrissey for the draw. Nelson wins it to the corner to his brother, but he can't clear. Morrissey's got it low right. And then had it whacked off his stick, and it wobbles back Wisconsin's way. And Starfoni out of his net will set it to the far wall. And Hensler up to center, brought down by Henry Nelson, waiting for Ali to come onside. And then he dumps it in. And now Hensler trying to settle down the bouncing puck. Backhand pass intended for Tassie up at center, never got to him. And now Knubel will backhand it deep into the Badgers zone. 4-1 Notre Dame, 5 minutes gone by here in the third period of play. Irish came out, scored two goals in the first, and scored another early in the third before Anthony Kerr scored to cut that deficit to two. But then 9 seconds after Kerr lit the lamp, Notre Dame did the same and back up by three. Larrigan, fourth line right winger, got it into the offensive zone. Kerr without a stick, trying to kick the puck to Horbach. He had it for a moment, then lost it. Anthony now putting his body around, wanted to go to the bench for a stick, but he can't because Notre Dame possessing in the offensive zone. Mastro Domenico, low right, tries to shoot and does, and Kerr, I think, blocked that down with his left shoulder. Jack Horbach after it. He can't get it out to center. Kerr now patient, looks back to Ben Dexheimer, who's got time and space, and now the Badgers will come out of their own end. Kerr wheeling backhand pass to neutral. Horbach had it knocked off his stick from behind. Kerr trying to dig it free just across the Badger blue line. And Wisconsin's Botterill shoves it out to neutral.
Notre Dame very content to play in the neutral zone, play at the blue line, up against the boards.
There's Larrigan now, scoops it ahead, intended for Silanoff, didn't get to him. The Badgers have possession. Owen Mellenbacher with it. Goal and an assist last night for Mellenbacher. Left wing Botterill, hands off now to Kukkonen, looking. Rink-wide pass.
Right idea.
It was intended for Phelan, who was open, but Jack unable to play it cleanly, and the Badgers have to touch up. Forechecking pressure from Scholl. Puck to the near corner. Knox avoids some contact, holds the zone nicely. Scholl got knocked down. We play on. And around the near side, it's Weston Knox putting a shoulder into Silanoff, but Silanoff able to get it out to center. The Badgers after it, only 13 minutes to play here in the third. Wisconsin needs three to pull even. The Badgers had scored only 8 goals during a 6-game losing streak before burying 7 last night. But back to the scoring woes here tonight. Only 1 goal on 26 shots on goal, plus 3 pipe shots. Here's a steal. Finley slot. Turnaround shot. Missed the net. Went glove side. Wrap around Lindmark. He hit the outside of the post. One slight step further, and that puck's in the back of the net. Now Murphy, centering pass, deflected into midair. Bounces right back to Murphy, out to the point. Kumlin, his shot blocked by Finley. After it, Janicki bumped it off the end boards. Biotti setting up a man in front. Murphy roofs it. It's 5-1 Notre Dame.
Both defensemen caught behind the goal line. Nobody taking the man out in front. Forwards looking for a pass up the boards if possible. Didn't get it. He just kind of did a stutter step. Got Scarfoni to go down, and you'll notice that he's top shelf, short side. Big time goal.
7:36, the time of the goal for Ian Murphy. His fourth of the year. He had 35 in 4 years at Princeton. Murphy buries this one for a 5-1 lead, and Tommy Scarfoni on senior night is being pulled in favor of sophomore William Grama. Scarfoni pulled with 12:24 left here in the third period of play. He goes 47 minutes and 36 seconds, allowing 5 goals on 22 shots. And William Grama will step in. Grama 2-4 this season, a .332 goals against, an .877 save percentage. His last appearance, January 25th here against Michigan. Got the start gave up two goals on five shots in 12 minutes and got pulled in a 4-4 tie, which turned out to be a shootout loss. Well, Notre Dame game to play tonight. Wisconsin will come out of its own end with the puck. Dexheimer slides it ahead to Tyson Dick. Rink wide, too far for Fitzgerald. Henry Nelson back out to neutral. Kerr then took a shoulder to dump it in. And Kumlin's got it for Notre Dame. Goal scored by Ian Murphy. Give Biondi and Janicki assists at 7:36. Janicki with another two-point game in this series. Two goals, 4 points on the weekend. Skirmish near the benches now between the Badgers and the Irish. Wisconsin had too many men on the ice, but they don't call it. Knubel turnaround shot that was deflected behind the net. Spinning around out of control. Grandma in between the pipes. A shot by Knubel missed the cage, and all the way out to center it comes. 11:20 to go in the third. 5-1 Notre Dame. Puck in the Wisconsin zone. Phelan after it. Now Knox and Knubel battling. Mellenbacher finds himself with a biscuit. His pass ahead to Pietola, cut off by Strand. Boy, Notre Dame forechecking has been pretty good here tonight.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal.
Yep. Here's Knox now, gains the red line. Then the Notre Dame blue, hands off Horbach. He'll fire. Blocker save made by Say. Knox was wiped out, no penalty. Mellenbacher trying to dig it free in the attacking zone. Kukin in with him. Here's Scholl throwing his body around. Now the Badgers offside, but Hensler from center ice will hammer it in anyway. Badgers touch up with 10:35 to go. Excellent crowd here tonight to watch senior night. But the fans that wear Cardinal and White will be going home disappointed. There is a young family to our left wearing Notre Dame green. Parents of two youngsters. So they'll have a good time tonight. Not the case for Wisconsin fans. Here's Jurcev, works at far side, Hellowell. Now Carter Slaggard at his pocket pick from behind by Morrissey. Breakaway for the freshman Morrissey. He lost the control of the puck as he was cutting to the slot. It just bounced up on edge and just couldn't get his stick back on it to settle it down. Here's Dexheimer now. Hands off left wing Morrissey. Pulls away from the pressure from Murphy. Finds a man, Kerr. His snapshot just went off the kneecap of Carter Slaggard. Now to play. 9:50 to go in the third. Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 1. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger hockey fans, March 2nd is your final chance to see Wisconsin men's hockey hit the Kohl Center ice this season. The Badgers take on Team USA under 18 squad in a special home showdown. Great seats are still available, including 100 level seats starting at just $10. Lock in your tickets now before the Badgers postseason run begins at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't miss Wisconsin men's hockey final home game. It's on March 2nd.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate sale is here. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Once again, we'd like to thank this weekend's series sponsor, Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 1, 9:50 to go. Badgers pull William Grandma for an extra attacker down 4 with 9:50 left in the third period. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Morrissey with the puck. Down to the goal line and Mosley back to Morrissey. Now to Dexheimer, right wing Finley. Lindmark in the bumper spot. Here's Dexheimer, Morrissey, Tassie trying to get room in front of the net. Just got speared in the crotch by Henry Nelson. Went down in a penalty coming up on Nelson, and Tassie is really in some pain.
Yeah, I didn't see the initial hit, but I see the reaction as he's down there. laying on the ice in what we would call agony.
I think that's
a good way to do it.
That could be a five-minute major on Nelson. You know, Adam Pietila was ejected from a game against Penn State here a couple of weeks ago for going up hard with his stick in between the legs of one of the Penn State players. And he was ejected from that game. This could be a five-minute major on Henry Nelson.
Well,
the Badgers down four. They could use any help they can get.
We'll have to take a look and see.
Well, I think it's plain as day. If Pietila gets five-minute major and a game misconduct for what he did against Penn State, you would assume that Nelson will get the same here. But that did not look good.
And you will... You know, and again, I refer to this. If you know the temperament of the lines or the referee pairings that are here, as we commented last weekend, the little guy made all the calls.
Yep, and Andrew Brueggemann's doing it here tonight. Here
yes.
we go.
After review, Notre Dame's number 12 has been assessed a five-minute yep. major.
Major penalty on Nelson for spearing. And I don't want to defend Henry Nelson, but his back was to Tassie, and he, with his stick, I think he may have been trying to feel Tassie, so to speak, and he lifted it up strong and got it right between his legs, right in the crotch. Nelson gone, a major penalty. So Wisconsin's power play, which today is 0-for-3 and has struggled of late, is going to be on the ice, and now Tassie needs to be separated from one of the Irish. Mosley was jawing a little bit too. Nevertheless, the Badgers can put the goaltender back in between the pipes, get a 5-on-4 power play, a 5-minute power play. They can score potentially as many times as possible and maybe get back in this game here, Ian.
Well, there's always that hope, and... But again, as few shots or golden opportunities that the Badgers have had on their power play, it is just a hope in my book.
Yep, Dexheimer, Finley right wing, pressured by Slagert, sauced across Dexheimer, catches left wing Morrissey, no place to pass or shoot, walks down to the goal line and looks. Here's Dexheimer at the line, right wing Finley, one-timer, hit Tassie right upstairs, down to the ice it goes, and Mastro Domenico able to clear it all the way down. Well, Finley... just fire that shot right off of Simon Tassie. Not a good couple of minutes for number 11. Here's Finley now, still looking for his 20th goal of the season. Finley out to the left wing, collected by Dexheimer. Quickly right side, good catch by Kukkonen. He'll hand off to the hash marks to Finley. Back to the center point in Dexheimer. Right wing Finley walks down to the goal line and looks. Kukkonen now. Back behind the net, Kukkonen trying to make a play. Comes to the left side now, and Morrissey, 4:05 to go on the major power play. Centering pass, Kukkonen can't put it in. Kukkonen, though, has the puck back. Goal line left. Kukkonen out to the point now. Dexheimer able to hold the zone.
Oh,
no, they
wasn't.
Whistle it offside. Yeah, Dexheimer fumbled it a bit, picked up his head a bit too quickly. The puck crawled across the line ever so slightly offside on Wisconsin. 3:56 to go on Nelson's spearing penalty at 10:27, or 10:29, I should say.
As we assess the two power play units, the first one, obviously, a pass shot.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that this one is put the puck on net.
Please. Here's Fitzgerald now, gains the zone. Badgers on the power play. Hensler left wing, Tyson Dick walks in, puts it low left. Lindmark can't reach it as Mastro Domenico got his stick on it. Then he failed to clear with help from Kukkonen, got the job done. Then Kukkonen couldn't handle a pass from the left wing wall. Notre Dame picks it up and sends it down. 8:05 to go in the third. Wisconsin trailing 5-1 in the regular season finale. Badgers have an exhibition game next Sunday here against the National Team Development Program, the U18 team. And then off to the playoffs on the road, maybe in Columbus or Ann Arbor. Now Notre Dame clears again as Wisconsin's Hensler, the freshman, stick-handled into traffic in the offensive end.
Yeah, he didn't have any opportunity to drop it to have speed for the forward to come in.
Here comes Finley with speed. Offensive zone stops hash mark, forced to pass that ricocheted to Tassie. Spins it around the left wing now to Morrissey, head up and looking. Morrissey back behind the net. That pass too hot to handle. Grandma comes out of the net for an extra attacker. 6-on-4 advantage on the ice for the Badgers right now, needing 4 to tie. Morrissey left wing at the hash marks. Out to the point now, Dexheimer swings it far side. Finley's shot that hit his teammate Tassie and out to center.
Simon Tassie is taking a beating down there.
Yes. Dexheimer ahead to Morrissey. Sauce now to Botterill. Tries to settle it down. Centering pass actually ricocheted off the body of the goaltender, Say, who kept it out of the net. Badgers unable to hold the zone. Dexheimer at center ice. 6:50 to go. Only 2:19 left on the five-minute power play. Morrissey point man, Dexheimer. Right wing pass for Tassie. Good stick by Fisher to deflect it to the wall. Taken away by Notre Dame. Here's a chance. Knubel fires it towards the empty net. Missed it left. Dexheimer quickly after it. Again, Badgers on a power play. No icing. Here's Dexheimer up the left wing now to Morrissey. Morrissey gains the line and stops. Fires it to the far corner, hoping Kukkonen can get there first. He can't. And Notre Dame clears it all the way down and just wide left again. 1:45 to play on the power play for the Badgers. Down 5-1. Hensler ran into Janicki, who took the puck away. Then Lindmark knocks him down. That freed the biscuit for Morrissey. And now Kukkonen peels back in his own end. 6 minutes left. Kukkonen lost the handle, but it slid through a couple of Irish players all the way down to the Notre Dame zone. Kukkonen then. Good check to free the puck for Palatichuk. Now to the corner in Kukkonen. 1:20 to go on the five-minute power play. Here's Tyson Dick at the dot. Left side, Palatichuk. Out high, Hensler. His shot hit Lindmark right in the butt. Back out to the point, Palatichuk. Walks the line and looks. Left wing Dick. He sets and fires. Blocked by Kumlin. Now down low, Kukkonen had it knocked off his stick. A minute to go on the power play. Badgers down 5-1. 5:25 to go in the third. Slaggard after it. Tries to clear. Good hold by Hensler. Hensler with a puck right point. Walks down to the right dot. He'll fire one too high off the corner wall. Held in by Palatichuk. He walks to the left dot. Joe Palatichuk peels back to the boards now. 35 seconds to go on the power play. Finley catches. Slot shot low. That didn't get through. Slaggard's got it. He'll bump it all the way down. And still power play time remaining. Notre Dame can change its penalty killers. 25 seconds left in the five-minute power play. Under 5 minutes left in the third. 5-1 Notre Dame. Here's Morrissey now with speed. Left wing Finley lost the puck. Picked up by Silanoff, and he'll fire it more than 100 feet down. An empty netter for Silanoff. 6-1 Notre Dame.
Turnover at the blue line when you've got a two-man advantage. That's kind of the cardinal sin of hockey, to be honest with you. If you're going to get stood up at the blue line, dump it in and go get it. That seems to be the issue for a lot of it, but the goal will come at 15-16.
And an empty net shorthanded goal for Grant Silanoff. And those that had not yet left are making their way to the exits.
Correct.
Grant Silanoff, his third goal this season at 15-16, as Ian said. So the Badgers unable to convert on that major spearing power play, and out of the box comes Jovanoch, and he fires one right on Grandma, who makes his first stop of the night. Jovanovic that time came right out of the box, serving that penalty to Nelson, and high slot snapped one off, and Grandma made the stop. Wow.
Well, it was a gamble.
Yep.
Sometimes you get burnt. 9 minutes left in the game, and you're down by four. You pull the goaltender, you get a five-minute major. Just couldn't pull the trigger tonight.
Seven of the last eight games, Badgers have lost, and the games have been finished off by empty net goals. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and will send it in. Pietola backs his way into Fisher, frees the puck for Scholl, tries to wrap it around, couldn't get it through. And now out to center ice it comes in Weston Knox, playing with Pietola, Mellenbacher, Scholl. And now Anthony Kerr comes back on the ice. Here's Weston Knox, turnaround shot out high. It's rolling towards the netminder, and he'll cover as Scholl got knocked down right in front of the cage. And now Mellenbacher shoving Fisher, and now Scholl needs to be separated. Pietola is tied up with one of the Fighting Irish.
Now you're going to see a lot more of this. You're going to see a lot more of this here in the last 3 minutes and 54 seconds. They're just going to try and put it on net and get garbage. And Notre Dame's not going to let that happen. They're just going to start hammering people.
And a change up front now. Lindmark out with Tassi and Botterill. Both felt so good for the Badgers last night, snapping that six-game slide, a 7-3 win, but here tonight, nothing going whatsoever. So after thinking, all right, close the regular season strong, going into the playoffs, now
the wheels have fallen off the bus.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it makes you wonder what's left for this hockey team this season. Here's Dexheimer, long-range shot blocked down in front, still loose, and now taken by Larrigan for Notre Dame. With Jovanovic, Larrigan will dump it in. Kerr gives chase, backs his way into Jovanovic and lost the puck. But then Notre Dame turns it right back over, and Simon Tassi. He tries to dump it in for himself. He'll beat the Irish to the puck, so no icing. Pin against the end boards. Botterill down there, Lindmark as well. 3:20 to go here in the third. It's 6-1 Notre Dame. Knox snaps off a pass. Phelan, he'll fire a clapper.
Deflected.
Got blocked by Notre Dame, sprawling out Carpenter. Here's Tassi now to the point. He goes and Knox. Little head and shoulder fake, getting around Larrigan. Stick handles into the slot. Chopped the backhand pass in front. Lindmark shot it just wide up on the glove side of Say. Excellent play by Weston Knox. Creating. Botterill just got knocked down in front of the net. Notre Dame sends it out to center. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Knuble at the red line will send it in. Well, disappointing senior night for sure for Owen Lindmark and Anthony Kerr, Daniel Lodge, Cody Laskowski, Rylan Mosley, and Tommy Scarfoni. Honored prior to the game tonight. But Notre Dame jumped out to a quick lead about 5 minutes in. Power play goal at the end of the first period. Irish up 2-0, then 3-0 midway through the third before Anthony Kerr found the back of the net on senior night, his first goal of the year. But 9 seconds later, Danny Nelson allowed Notre Dame to regain the three-goal advantage. A turnover in the Wisconsin zone led to a 5-1 Notre Dame lead, and then Silanoff, a shorthanded empty netter, as the Badgers pulled their goaltender for an extra attacker during a 5-minute major power play. And 6-1 is the score here with a minute 50 to play. Mellenbacher, Horbach, and Scholl on the ice right now. Scholl with a steal, low right, walks in, tries to stuff it, save with a rebound. Mellenbacher put it back in front, Horbach after it. He got dragged down, no penalty call. Mastro Domenico can't clear. Good hold by Phelan, but then eventually knocked off his body out to center ice. And Weston Knox refeeds the offensive zone, Badgers onside.
And Phelan is the first forechecker.
Yeah. Here's Scholl now out to Knox. Thought about shooting. Not sure what to do now. What's he going to do? What will he do? He hands it off now to Phelan, left wing. Bumps it back to
Turn
Knox.
And fire.
And now we got a little shenanigans going on in front of the Notre Dame net with Sawyer Scholl and Hunter Strand.
And both of them, I think, will take a little time to go to the penalty. Go to their locker rooms, Scholl's, respectively.
Scholl's going to the locker room. It's Grant Silanoff who's going to do the same for Notre Dame. 2 minutes for cross-checking, 10-minute misconduct for both, coming at 18:49 of the third period of play.
Well, finish like champions. Don't get involved in the stuff, I guess is the best way to put it. The piddly stuff is just because you got the last shot doesn't mean you're going to go away with anything victorious.
Pietola, Mellenbacher, Botterill with Palatichuk and Kerr on the ice. Now the linesman talking with one of the penalty box attendants. And they'll drop the puck here. William Grama working in goal right now, visualizing.
Why is there not somebody in each penalty box?
Because they kick both guys out.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be somebody.
They're supposed to be in there, but a little bit of a delay here with 1:11 to play. Again, the Badgers have an exhibition game a week from tomorrow against the under-18 U.S. Development Program. Ian Perrin and I will call the game on the Badger Sports Network at 5:30, face-off at 6. And then the playoffs. Wisconsin, again, will finish in sixth place in the Big Ten and could end up going to Ann Arbor, could end up going to Columbus. We'll see in a couple of weeks Mellenbacher fans at a shot left wing with under a minute to play. It's heaved out to center ice. And Anthony Kerr goes to get it. Biondi just upended Palatichuk. But Kerr got the pass to Mellenbacher. His head man to Botterill didn't connect. And now Notre Dame with the biscuit.
Just going to play keep away now.
Well, this victory for Notre Dame will be career win number 599 for head coach Jeff Jackson. He's ninth among Division I coaches all time, 18th among collegiate men's hockey coaches all time, 599 wins, a couple of national championships with Lake Superior States, four Frozen Fours here at Notre Dame. So one win from 600, and the Irish next weekend will host Michigan State while the Badgers get smoked at home tonight by the Fighting Irish, 6-1, the final score. The regular season is over. Wisconsin finishes 12-19-3, 7-16-1 in league play. Again, our thanks to our series sponsor this weekend, Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, Wisconsin was down 2-0 after one, down 4-1 after two, and then Ian Murphy scores at 7:36 of the third period, his fourth goal of the season from Blake Biondi and Justin Janicki. 5-1 Notre Dame at that point. Badgers got a power play for 5 minutes after a major penalty to Henry Nelson for spearing Simon Tassi, but the Badgers unable to convert on that extended man advantage. And then Grant Silanoff got the shorthanded empty net goal for Silanoff, his third goal of the year, give Mastro Domenico the lone assist. Notre Dame with six tonight, knocking off Wisconsin 6-1. Final shots on goal, 32-24 in favor of the Badgers. But Owen Say ends up with 31 saves tonight. He made 14 stops in the second period, 8 stops in the third. Badgers with 8 shots on goal in the third period of play. Notre Dame had 7 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfone stopped only 17 of 22 shots that he faced. William Grama 1-for-1. And again, then the empty net goal by Silanoff. So Notre Dame wins here tonight by the final score of 6-1. Our postgame show is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin falls to Notre Dame 6-1, the final score here tonight. Time for our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian?
Well, for the first time in my broadcasting career, I'm going to give 2 stars to Notre Dame.
Okay.
Justin Janicki was our number 3 star. 1 goal, 1 assist, and he just terrorized most of the Badger defensemen, in particular because of his speed and just skill around the net. Number 2 star goes to Cole Knubel, 1 goal, 1 assist, but goals at very opportune times when the Badgers seem to be picking up the pressure. All of a sudden, Cole Knubel comes down and gets a goal, and then the next one he gets an assist on it. And he is one powerful little young man who's got great hands. The number 1 star goes to my hero, Anthony Kerr, the only defenseman who was not a minus tonight. He was a 0. And he got his first goal of the year. And you could just tell how elated everybody was for that situation, because the celebration lasted longer than I've seen any goal-scoring celebration last in a long time. Congratulations, Anthony Kerr, on scoring a goal on senior night, your last technically league home game. You deserve it.
All right. Our 3 stars of the game, again, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Notre Dame 6, Wisconsin 1, the final score. Back in 2 minutes. Make that 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Notre Dame knocks off Wisconsin tonight 6-1 in the regular season finale for the Badgers. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you.
Ian? Synonymous with our first star of the game, Anthony Kerr, to be honest with you, because that was the only quote-unquote energizing bright spot. It may have been the most short-lived energizing player of the game, as Anthony Kerr scored at, 16:35, and yep. Then gets his first goal of the season from Horbach and Dick, and then you turn around and just 9 seconds later, Danny Nelson puts a lid on it for Notre Dame, to be honest with you. But the amount of celebration for Anthony Kerr just shows how much they appreciate what he does, and for him to be rewarded with a goal, good for him.
Yep, our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Badgers fall 6-1 to the Irish. Scores from around the country coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do, but there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The Ad Council.
Well, Wisconsin falls here tonight 6-1. Hope to hear from head coach Mike Hastings in just a bit. Let's get to scores from around the country. I know Ian's having a ticket of time trying to get his little tablet to work so that he can get the scores that he wants. But I think I got most of them, Ian. This was the late game. Wanted to start with the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team. Back-to-back 6-1 wins over Bemidji State to finish the regular season. 31 wins, one loss, and two ties. The most wins in a season before the playoffs that Wisconsin women's hockey has ever recorded. Kirsten Sims had a hat trick and 4 points. Lacey Eden, a goal and 4 points. Casey O'Brien, 3 assists. O'Brien now with 259 career points, 3 shy of Hillary Knight's record set, almost 20 years ago, it seems. So the Wisconsin women ranked number 1 will get a rematch with Bemidji State in the opening round of the WCHA playoffs, which start next Friday night, then Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon if necessary at Laban Arena. The Friday-Saturday games are sold out, but they will be on the radio in Madison on AM 1070 WTSO, also on the iHeart Radio app. We'll get to the Division I scores when we have a chance, but up next we're going to hear from Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings, who's kind enough to join us here on the postgame show following Notre Dame's 6-1 win tonight. Well, Mike, I know that wasn't how you wanted it to go for sure. That was disappointing. You credit Notre Dame, but from your perspective out there, how would you analyze your team's performance here tonight?
Good. Not good, fellas. You know what? We got behind and just continued to dig the hole a little bit deeper. I thought our discipline caught up to us tonight. At the end of last night at Port.